We're here on KSOM, and we continue to look at the upcoming track and field season. It's time to talk Harlan boys track and field with head coach for the Cyclones, Sam Brummer. And, Coach, last year was certainly a very special season for your team. Set a new state meet record in the 4x1. What an explosive race that was. I was there, covered it for another radio station at the time, and I was just in awe of what I saw and witnessed on the track. And, of course, Cade Sears, part of that team, a great season for him. So I don't know how you're going to top that coming into this season, Coach.
Yeah, I don't know either, but I guess, we'll get out there and, give it our best shot. You know, we've had a good opening kind of weeks here with weather for the most part, obviously a little hiccup there with the blizzard there and whatnot, but, kids have been working hard and, yeah, it's been kind of a fun ride with the last couple of years getting third and back-to-back 4x1 titles, and like I said, set the state meet record, and we've had a lot of good success, so we'll just kind of look to keep building upon that, but each year is its own entity, and we're going to just do the best we can and see where that takes us.
Yeah, well, you had a lot of good runners from a year ago, some of them seniors, so what do you feel like is the strength of the team coming into this year?
Yeah, I feel like we're, as far as strength-wise, probably looking at probably the sprints again. We had a really good distance crew kind of beefing up here a little bit. So we're excited to see where that will take us. But we just have a lot of youth at this point, with a lot of freshmen and sophomores that haven't had a lot of varsity experience. So it's tough to say what exactly our strength will be, but we're definitely a young team and definitely going to grow a lot. And sometimes, learning from mistakes and learning from things that, you don't want to happen, but sometimes experience can be the best teacher. So we'll kind of get them as prepared as we can, but sometimes you just got to let the chips fall where they may, so to speak, as an old football coach around here would say. So, like I said, we're excited for that. We've got a good group of sprinters, but we're just really young. So until we can kind of get in the meets and figure things out, kind of jury's still out on that.
So who are some of the sprinters that are going to be vying to try and carry on this recent legacy in the 4x1?
We got Hagen Sorensen will be a junior for us. He ran on our Drake team last year due to an injury. So he's probably our one sprinter that's coming back with experience. So he'll shoulder a lot of that load in terms of at least from the experience standpoint. Then we kind of have a multitude of guys with Landon Nissen and Sam Shields, who are both sophomores, which have looked really good in practice. And then a host of freshmen there with Jackson Arnholtz and a few others. Cade Nelson is a guy that's looking pretty good. Fox Argetsinger. So he's kind of be a multitude of guys on a bevy of nights. Joseph Rice is our lone senior. So he'll factor in there somewhere. He's kind of a jack of all trades, and he can do a lot of things. And we may ask him to do a lot of things this year. So we'll have some guys to plug and play and see what we can muster up here at the big meets in May.
Yeah, the competition will be strong. You're hoping that you can reload as opposed to rebuild, and we'll see how some of these young sprinters come together for you. Where do you sit in some of your mid-distance, maybe long-distance runners coming into this season?
Yeah, probably a lot of our sprint guys will be our mid-distance guys, so a lot of the ones that I just mentioned in there we'll factor in to that conversation as well. Aiden Redmond would be another guy that for some ones and twos that we'll mix in. As far as distance, Carson Boffman, who's a freshman for us, has looked really good in practice. And then we got a pair of cross-country kids, and Eric Heslink and Jeffrey Gross, that'll kind of handle most of the longer distance mile, 2 mile races, and sometimes we'll kind of pair them up together. Sometimes we'll divide and conquer and let one do one and one do the other and kind of see where that goes. But Eric was just out missing the state cross country meet this year. So I know he's looking for a big spring to kind of catapult him into a big fall with cross and things of that nature. So he's been out logging miles and kind of ready for some meets here to start rolling. I think they're tired of practice and want to run against somebody else.
I think everybody does. Everybody's anxious for the season to start. Let's hope the weather cooperates with that. What do you have in hurdlers coming into the season?
Another young and inexperienced kind of group. Last year had a couple guys came on late and filled in some spots. One of those was Dallas McDowell. So he was a junior for, he still is a junior for us, I guess. School year's not quite done yet. But he's coming on strong and some hurdles. We kind of found him late in the season due to an injury that we had and needed to plug and play. And then Creed Bogus, Jackson Arnholtz, Ray Schechinger and Fox Hargitzinger kind of have five guys for four spots, but four of them are again freshmen. So the youth is a real thing this year, which is exciting to build off of, but also kind of makes you take things a little slower than maybe we have in years past, just because they don't know as much as, you know, we expect them to know or what we think we know, just based off previous years when we've had so many guys coming back with experience. So we've definitely kind of taken a slower approach this spring to make sure that when we do hit the track, we're as primed and ready as we can be to be as successful as we can.
How many seniors do you have on the team?
We got one, Joseph Rice.
Just one, Joseph Rice.
Yep.
So you went from a bunch to one.
Yep, we had about five seniors last year to six, which is the most we've had in a long time. You know, we hover right around that 35 roster spots there with guys that we have coming out, and that's been very steady for a long time, as long as I've been here. This will be year 13 for me, so it's kind of always been in that 35 to 40 range. So we're similar numbers in that aspect of it. Again, we just don't have the seniors as many as we've had in years past, but it also leads to more chances for those young guys to kind of earn their stripes and see what they can do.
How many total do you have out for the team?
Right around 30. Yep, right around 30, 35. So 30. Our numbers really aren't any different. It's just more the youth and the inexperience to this point, but we're hopeful to make that inexperience turn into experience here pretty quickly. So we'll figure out what we got and keep moving things around and see what the best combos are. And like I said, everything's kind of building towards those meets in May.
Absolutely. May 15th, that's state qualifying night, and then the state track meet after that. Let's get to the field events. What do you have for throwers and jumpers coming into the season?
Yep, throwers. We got a sophomore and two freshmen right now. Jasper Nielsen and Edgardo Quintanilla will be probably handling our shot put for us. Kind of mentioned Joseph Rice earlier, kind of a jack of all trades. He can throw the disc. He's had a little shoulder problem with football and basketball, but I think we've got Matt taken care of, and he's wanting to try some discs. So he'll be, I think, pretty good at that. He's a long, powerful kid, very strong lower body to chuck that thing out there. Hagen Sorensen, Krieg Bogus, and Jackson Arnholtz will probably take care of our long jump. And then, you know, Dallas McDowell will handle the high jump. And I think it's been a while since we've been able to cover all four of the field events. So we're looking to hopefully be fruitful in those and then see if that translates to the track.
So what is your philosophy in terms of relays? I mean, what are you looking for? I mean, again, the 4x1 has been so successful in recent years, but that doesn't mean that you start, you know, shifting things around and look at other relays. So how do you anticipate approaching that this year?
Yeah, just, you know, you got to see what you have. First of all, you know, it's kind of tracks a lot of like sports. It's pretty athlete centered. So if you got the ponies to run, you just got to get them in the right lanes and move things around and put them in the best situation to be successful. And I think most track coaches understand that. So like I said, for right now, we just kind of come with the basic approach, do a lot of sprint work. Coach Carney does a fantastic job for us in our weight room, getting our kids functionally strong, injury prevention, maintenance, things of that nature. And he's our assistant coach as well. So, I mean, we kind of have an ace in the hole there to keep the weight room kind of going and the functional strength, and then also translating that to track. He's got a great deal of knowledge when he was a head coach at St. Albert. And when they were humming, he was kind of churning them through there, and I think they also have a pretty good team this year too. But so we do a good job, I think, of coaches just balancing our athletes, making sure that they're primed and ready. The best ability, I would say, is availability. So I mean, you can have the fastest kid in the world, but if they're hurt or they, you know, have a tweak here or there, then they're not going to do much for you. So we just make sure that we're taking care of our guys and giving them the work that they need, but also giving them the rest that they need as well. And if that means we got to sacrifice an event or two here or there to make sure that they're ready to go, we're not afraid to do that. And some coaches might not agree with that philosophy, but it's been pretty fruitful for us here over the last 3 or 4 years. So I'd say it works for us.
So how much potential do you think this team has? Coach?
I lost you, sorry.
Oh, I was just saying, how much potential do you think this team has?
Oh, I think we can be pretty good. I think we got kids that come in, work hard, kids that want to do the best they can, take coaching really well. Sometimes that's hard coaching from any one of us. We got three pretty good coaches on staff that I trust to do anything that they need to and say what they need to. So I think we got kids that are hungry, experienced success, whether it's in track or seeing the success we've had in track or in other sports and other activities. You know, we've got state baseball, we've qualified for state football. And we got a lot of kids that participate in a lot of those. So they're not strangers to success, and they kind of know what needs to happen and are willing to do the price to get across the bridge. So I think we can be pretty good. Like I said, it's just one of those things. I need to go out and prove it on the track and run the times and get the stick around and do all the things that you need to. So, you know, track meets aren't one on paper. So we'll look to go compete against a lot of really good teams this year and kind of see where we stack up. But I think we'll be all right.
When's your first outdoor meet?
We go Thursday. We go to Thursday to Carroll.
Very so good.
I think that's an 18 meets, boy, girl. So it'll be a good introduction, kind of dipping the toe in the water. And for a few of them, we're just going to kick them off in the deep end and see who can swim or at least run fast.
Okay. Well, see if they can swim. Okay. Well, swimming isn't until next winter, I guess, for the guys, but, yeah. But we'll see if they can swim on the track on Thursday night.
There you go. There you go.
I like that analogy. I like that a lot. Coach, really appreciate your time and best of luck, certainly this Thursday and throughout the season. We'll be anxiously following your boys all the way from now to the Blue Oval. Thanks so much.
All right, thank you very much.
That's Sam Brummer, head coach for Harlan Boys Track and Field, doing swimmingly well as their head coach, joining us here on KSOM.